Betches Media presents...
I really want to lose 3 pounds.
Yeah, no, don't put me down for cardio.
Diet starts tomorrow.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy.
I want to quit the gym.
Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
With hosts Aileen Cooperman...
Joey doesn't share food!
...and Sammy Fishbein.
Whatever, I'm getting cheese fries.
Hello and welcome to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Sammy.
I'm Aileen.
And we're back today with a Dear DST and a non-scale win.
Yes.
So
we didn't get to do our non-scale wins last week. And
I actually have a good win.
Okay, Sammy, you go first.
I already texted you the win.
I know.
So you know it. Okay, last night I had my first experience, or yesterday, the whole day. I had my first experience in years where I did not eat dessert and I did not eat anything sweet. And it wasn't because I told myself I couldn't. It was because I actually had no desire for it at any point during the day or at night after dinner. And I didn't even realize that I didn't do it until I woke up this morning. I was like, I didn't eat anything sweet yesterday. And that is like, you all listen to this podcast. You know how big of an accomplishment that is. And I'll just end it there.
It's more of an accomplishment, not that you like didn't have the dessert, that you just sort of didn't realize you didn't have it. Like it was more so like, I didn't even think about it. I wasn't like craving it. Yeah. Like you weren't emotionally attached to the fact that you must have dessert.
Right.
For my day to be complete. Yeah. That's
exactly.
Awesome.
It wasn't that I like accomplished the restriction of it. It's that I didn't want it and therefore I didn't have it just out of like, yeah, exactly. And that, I don't know. I just feel like that is like a sign of life for me.
But don't celebrate it too much because you're going to start. I've done that before. And then you're like, wow, look at this new me. I don't need carbs.
Aileen, I had mac and cheese at 11 a.m. Okay, don't worry too good. Much Ooh, about me.
Mac and cheese. I just texted Rusty. I was like, do we have chips?
No, I'm not giving up carbs or sweets. It was like, you know.
But that's I said that in a previous episode, is that if I must incorporate carbs and everything in my meals, because if I don't, I start to go down that path of like, oh, look at me.
Look at my carb-free life.
I can eat like a bird.
Yeah. I did it yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. My win, guys, this is like the lowest bar of things to celebrate. My win is that I got a good night's sleep last night.
That's not like a low bar. Like, I feel like people struggle with sleep and this has been a really hard week.
Yeah.
And like the fact that you got a good night's sleep is incredibly restorative.
I feel good. Like, Rusty's parents came to, see our apartment cause they hadn't. And they were like, asking me how I feel, whatever. They're like, why don't you just come back here? Well, you could come here. And I was like, took back to their home in Long Island. And I was like, okay. And Rusty was like, they kidnapped you basically. And so like,
is Rusty not there too?
Well, he decided to come cause he got jealous that I was here like without him. But he just came for a day, but no. Yeah. Cause I can like, it's quiet in the suburbs and I don't, it's
so funny because you were ranting about how much you love your new apartment.
I fucking love Williamsburg. I love my apartment, but there's really nothing better than the quiet of the suburbs.
Yeah.
And then the hearing the birds.
Yeah.
And I just got a really good night's sleep. And that's my win.
That's great. That's very important.
Yeah. And especially, I've been talking about how I haven't been sleeping. Even like in ads, I've been using that. All right. Let's read a listener non-scale win.
Okay.
Okay. You want to read it?
Sure. Hey, Sammy and Aileen, I just wanted to tell you how much you've helped my body image issues and how I look at diets and food. I have a great non-scale win I'm really excited about. For the longest time, I've wanted to give my hair a good chop to my shoulders, but the last time I did it, like 7 years ago, I thought it made me look so much fatter. Since then, I've never thought I was skinny enough for short hair. Today on the drive to my hair appointment, I was like, how stupid is that? I'm not skinny enough for a haircut. I walked in, told my girl to chop it, and now I can't even stop looking at it in the mirror thinking about how sexy and attractive I feel with my new do. That is just, that's why we created this podcast, so people could have that moment.
I agree. I love that. Also, like, I totally have heard that before. Like, oh, you need to have a certain like face shape for like that. You can Google, like, there's so many like articles, like face haircuts for face shape, or like, I mean, while it is, there is some like truth to like making something more flattering, symmetrical, maybe, but it's like, if you want that haircut, go to a good person and make them work it for your face, not like the other way fucking around. I love that. That's a great.
Yeah, that is a great win, because it has nothing. I mean, it's related to weight, but it's like not really.
It's about like loving, respecting yourself to give it, to give yourself what you want, rather than like restricting it for some like external reasons. And I like how she's like, wow, how stupid is that? Like, true. Stupid, but great job. Right. I want to see a pic.
It feels like cat food has been the same forever. Smelly, boring, made of mystery ingredients. That's why you've got to try Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your fridge. And it's delivered right to your door. Make the switch from kibble and give your cat a meal they'll love. We actually sent some to my friend who is fostering kittens, and it is the only thing they will eat. It comes in these pate packages, and you scoop it, and you just feel like you're a chef for your baby kitties, and they j'adore it. Your cute kitty is descended from ferocious desert cats who hunted live prey. Even if your cat prefers to nap all day, they still need fresh, protein-packed meals for a balanced and healthy diet. Other brands fill their food with mysterious meat byproducts, artificial flavoring, and preservatives with names I don't even want to try to pronounce. After switching it up to Smalls, 90% of cat owners reported overall health improvements. That's major. The team at Smalls is so confident your cat will love their product that you can try it risk-free. That means they'll completely refund you if your picky cat won't eat their food. Now is the time to make the switch to Smalls. Head to smalls.com/DST and use promo code DST at checkout for 50% off your first order, plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use my code DST for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code DST for 50% off your first order, plus free shipping, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X, as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there. And they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life. So it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
All right, let's go, or shall we dive right into the Dear DST? Dear DST, I started listening last year thanks to my bestie, and now I've started to go to a dietitian who has been trained for intuitive eating. I am so excited for the progress I've made in the past 2 months of working with her. It's crazy what eating breakfast again instead of fasting every morning with coffee has done for my entire life. However, today, my ex personal trainer and quote unquote nutritionist, aka macro counting fanatic, who I truly loved working with, posted progress photos of me that I took 4 years ago in preparation for my wedding. It was so triggering to see me in progress photos on the internet for her 4,500 followers to see. Back when I looked like the girl on the right, I probably would have reshared it. But now my thoughts are filled with, did I sign something to allow this? Who knows? Shit, I looked good. Should I be taking progress photos now? I think my pants fit better. Wish I hadn't thrown out my scale. Then I noticed how she mentions that it only took 6 months of working with her. That's a lie. It actually took this bitch 18 months to take those freaking 80 pounds off. 80 pounds, holy shit. And yeah. then to post the photo when I'm quite positive she knows I gained it all plus more back. We didn't end on the best terms since after the wedding, I went into emotional eating and was so disappointed in myself that I couldn't face her anymore. But now I'm totally sad. Someone who I trusted just played into the lying diet culture to make money off of people. I lost a friend, a trainer, and now my body issues are flaring up again. Do I ask her to remove me from her marketing material, or does that argument just make this all worse? How do I move forward from this and let go? Signed, this progress photogenic bitch.
Okay, so I feel like there are two issues here, which is like, one is what to do about the actual photo on the Instagram account, and one is what to do about like her own emotional reaction to it. Mm-hmm. I feel like you should ask her to take it down because it's not accurate. It's not a true representation of you today. I think you should just like cordially ask her to take it down, please. And you can give her as much detail as you want. Like you can reference that it's not accurate, or you could just like make the request. And then if she's resistant, then explain why.
Yeah.
But I feel like if she was your friend, like, I feel like it shouldn't be a huge deal for her to like archive the photo. So like, that's the first thing I would do, because I feel like if it's up, I feel like taking care of the photo will help you get out of some of like the feverish upsetness about the situation mm-hmm. first.
Because it's out there and you're like, right. just kind of constantly like sort of ruminating on the fact that it's out there and people see it, and then they know what I look like now, and it makes me look like a failure. It's like that thought process is definitely going through her head.
Right. So first I would deal with the photo and try to like manage that. I do think it is worth it. I don't think it necessarily has to be an argument. I think it can just be you respectfully asking, and that's okay.
I think I would just be like, hey, how are you? I hope you're doing well. I've been thinking about you during this time. I hope your business is okay. Like something like that. Cause she's a, you know, gym and et cetera. And then just be like, I noticed you posted this like progress photo of me. You know, it kind of makes me a little uncomfortable to see it back, because while I am proud of the work that I did, I don't really look like that now. And it would just really make me feel so much better emotionally if you could just take it down. Like, don't make it about her. Or again, remember, we always say that. Don't make it about them. Don't accuse them. Just make it about how it's making her feel, so that she'll be like, oh, wow, I don't want to hurt this girl. I'll take it down. If she doesn't, then you could be like, well, also, it's inaccurate, bitch.
right. Exactly. Like I wouldn't like just start nice and then
really
go into the. Yeah.
Kill her with kindness.
Yeah. And then the second piece is like, frankly, that's the journey we're all on. That is like not a journey that you can like shortcut through sending her a message or through trying to like get back to that body or take progress photos again. I feel like if you return to taking progress photos or weighing yourself, you're going to literally just end up back here again in the future. That's like kind of the first thing. I think what this maybe could be for you is sort of like realizing like this is a struggle that I have with my accepting my body, with kind of accept, basically it's a body acceptance struggle. And I think that this should be sort of like the trigger or the signal to start working through that issue rather than doing the things that we've all done a million times, which is like try to get smaller, which actually just like in the long run hurts our body acceptance. So the question we're trying to answer, I guess, is like, how do I accept my body? And that is...
Well, she said she's working with a dietitian on intuitive eating. Right. And that's, as you guys have heard, let's talk about this, like literally 24/7. It's all part of the puzzle. It's body acceptance and kind of changing your relationship with food. So I think that she's on the right path. It's really just like there's always obstacles. There's always something that's going to kind of like challenge you or test you. And it's just one of those things that is. And the way that she goes about that, which is like you said, just don't go back. Don't do something to make you feel like to go back into the diet world and take progress photos. Like you said, you're telling us that she's playing into the lying diet culture. So don't also go do that. And I think it'll make you feel better. Hopefully she takes it down, you know, and hopefully like, you know, like you said, Sammy, like it's gonna, that's a piece of it, because it's like this, I'm not saying that you are a failure by any means. It is not your fault, but it's, it feels like that when you see something like that and you're like, other people can see it and it just doesn't make you feel good.
Totally. Exactly.
So good luck. Let us know how it goes. I hope she takes it down, and good luck with your intuitive eating journey with your dietitian. And let us know if you have any more questions. And guys, if you have any more questions for us, if you have any dear DSTs that are burning, I burn for you. And you must.
I burn for you.
And you
must.
Is that
a real thing or is that just from Nicole's TikTok?
That's from Bridgerton.
But did they say that in Bridgerton? Okay,
yeah, that's
I don't
how
remember.
They reconciled and then they had sex.
I forgot.
That's the first time she saw his penis.
I forgot. Honestly.
That's just his. A. Did you see?
Okay, wait. Now that Bridgerton's over and this, like, if you haven't heard the ending, I'm sorry, but like, I'm not.
Well, don't spoil the real.
Okay. I'm not going to spoil it. If you didn't watch it, fast forward the next 1 minute. Okay. Bridgerton is a fucking show about the pullout method. Does anyone realize this? The whole show is about the fucking pullout method. Okay,
it's,
and that's
not
all
a spoiler.
I have to say.
You were going
to
spoil who?
No.
What's the person's name?
Lady Whistledown. No,
Lady Whistledown.
Okay, I've been sitting on that fucking tweet for like 2 weeks while more people watched it.
It is about the pullout method.
The
and
whole
it's
thing.
Like, it's really, really fucking funny that it is. I fucking love Chloe Fineman on SNL. She just did like a thing about Bridgerton. She's like, is this a penis? No. Is this a penis? That can't be it. It's the funniest shit ever.
Okay, I'll watch that. I'll watch that.
It was really funny. But yeah, I love that show. I don't know why. I don't know why I loved it.
Because it was like, it was a little fantasy. Like it was an escape.
I loved their like rose like ball at the end, you know, like with all like the rose garden. It reminded me of like Villa Rosa, and like I want a house like that.
Villa Rosa, no Villa. Oh, Villa Rosa is her house. Villa Blanca was
the restaurant.
The restaurant, right?
The first one, yeah. No, Villa Rosa. Anyway, total tangent. What was I saying? Email us your dear DST if you have any burning questions that you need us to answer, which we are happy to. DST@betches.com. And what else do we want to add? Oh, I think we want to add that we have an amazing opportunity for anyone who is a huge DST fan. We are hiring. Betches is hiring. And we are not only just hiring anyone. We are hiring a DST fan to help us make our podcast, to help us run the DST production, the whole thing,
Instagram story, anything we ever do. You are the one
just
like
running.
You get to hang out with us.
Zoom now. Running the DST show, and that position is open. If you want to go apply, it's on LinkedIn. And we're really actively looking for someone, and we're so excited to have someone join our DST lil fam. And yeah, go do that and tell all your friends. If you have any other your friends who are looking for a job who are huge fans, we're only hiring people who are fans.
Yeah.
Massive fans. And yeah, guys, that's it. And what else? Oh yeah, follow us at Diet Star Smile, at Sammy, at Aileen, and we're always with you
through thick and thin.
Betches.